thank you. They whipped him up the hill just for me. They whipped him up the hill just for me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died upon the cross. They whipped him up the hill just for me. They nailed him to a cross just for me. They nailed him to a cross just for me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died upon the cross. They whipped him at the heel just for me.
Here's what Brother Junior's preaching about.
They laid him in a tomb just for me. They laid him in a tomb just for me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died upon the cross. They whipped him at the heel just for me. An angel rolled the stone away just for me. An angel rolled the stone away just for me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died upon the cross. They whipped him at the heel just for me. He's coming back from heaven just for me. He's coming back from heaven just for me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died upon the cross. They whipped him at the heel just for me.
I'm thankful to God that He's allowed a few of His creation together today. I don't know whether I'll preach or not, but I'm always willing, Brother Junior, to do what God wants me to do. I try to be more willing all the time, and I wish that I could. But Brother Junior will have this flesh to contend with as long as we're here. Brother Roger, and we'll always dread this. It's a rarity, Brother John, like you said, when you really want to get up and preach. It don't happen all the time. It just don't happen. I wish today that even back in the Bible you'll find that His servants weren't always willing. They weren't always willing. Some said, if I lived back then, if I'd have saw Him reach down and put that ear back on, I'd have been a believer. You thought they would have been.
Think you would.
You'd have thought that all the miracles that he done, that they'd have been believers automatically.
Yeah, you would.
Wouldn't you, Brother Lon?
Yeah. You'd think that.
But it just didn't happen, did it?
Amen.
We're reading.
Even the old King Herod heard about him, and he wanted to see him, Brother Junior. He'd heard about him, hadn't he?
Long time ago.
He was interested in what kind of man that fellow was. He thought he may have been somebody rose from the dead. So, you know, and all these things, but it was Jesus that was doing these miracles. And Jesus is still doing miracles today. Still in the saving business, Brother Lon. And I'm glad that he saved my soul. And I want you to know today that Brother Junior, he knew me before I was even formed in my mother's womb. They can argue to me when life begins and when it don't begin, but I know when it begins. If Christ knew me before I was even formed in my mother's womb, brethren, do you think now you know when life began, Brother Junior? Moment of conception, brethren. And the day that I was conceived into Jesus, brother, that's when I obtained eternal life.
Amen.
I obtained eternal life then, brethren. But I want you to know today that life begins for a Christian the day he's born again. Prior to that, brethren, today he had a few years before he come to the age to know God and didn't glorify him. There was a few years of my life, there were 16 of them.
Yeah.
A matter of fact, Brother Junior, that I was just as good as God needed me to be.
Amen.
But from that time on, from 16 years on, until the time that I was saved, Brother Fred, I was a dead man.
Yep.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Well, but one morning, Sister Betty, the prince got down and let me ride. Thank God for that. Ain't that wonderful, Brother Junior, that the prince got down and let me ride? Oh, today, Brother John, and I'm still riding today.
Thank you.
I want you to know that the prince has got a vehicle that you can ride, if you want to call it that, that you never have to walk no more.
That's right.
But then David said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why, Brother Junior? For thou art with me. Why else, Brother John? For thy rod and thy staff, they do comfort me. What else, Brother Keith? What else happened to him, Brother Fred? Thou preparest a table before me, before what? In the presence of what? In the presence of mine enemies. Where was that at, Brother Junior? We have enemies here in this world, brethren. But I want you to know today that we don't fight against what, Brother Junior? Against powers or principalities or all these things.
Nope.
But what do we fight against, brethren?
Spiritual wickedness,
brethren, today. And I want you to know, y'all pray just for a minute of time. And there, through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thy rod and thy staff, they do comfort me. And I want you to know, Brother Junior, and so therefore, today, I want you to know the same rod and the same staff that comforted David is the same one that comforts me today, Brother Jim, today. Yeah, today understand everything that I need to know, but I want you to know everything that I need to know God has given me, but I want you to know, Brother Lon, yesterday I want you to understand that Jesus didn't just die for a select few, because the Bible said like this, Brother Junior, and y'all prayed it a minute of time today. Today I want you to know, I died for what? what, Brother Junior? And the Bible said, Brother Carl, that he died for one, for the sin, S-I-N, of the whole world. And they're often saying sins, but sin is what it is, Brother Fred. I want you to know today, yesterday, brother, I don't know whether God will bless me to preach or not, but I want you to understand, Brother Keith, today, yesterday, I love the Lord, and why do you love Him? And Brother John, because, and Brother, He first loved me, and because I want you to know, one morning at mile marker 146, and Brother Fred, the Prince got down and let me ride, and I'm still riding today, and I'm riding high, and today, yesterday, how long will it be, Brother Junior? I don't know how long it's going to be, but I know this, and Brother Junior, yes, Brother John, it ain't going to be long until He comes back. And I want you to know what's He coming for, Brother Arnold. Yes, my brother, He's not coming back here to stay, but He's coming to get the bride, the Lamb's wife. Brother Junior, I become part of the Lamb's wife that morning at 146. Yes, brother, I want you to know I was married to Christ right there, and I want you to know, and there ain't no divorces in that marriage, brother, and there ain't no divorces in that marriage, because the love abides between the two, and your brother Junior, it ain't like here, brother Junior, where one loves one and the other don't love back, brother, and this is a true marriage, brother, today. We have so many marriages breaking up here because the love ain't true on one side or the other, and Brother John, and because if your wife loved you, she'd stay with you and love you, and Brother, when I got married that morning, Brother Junior, the love is still the same, and it's still there, brother, and it grows every day, and I want you to know, Brother Junior, and that's the difference there, and so what, if you've got a marriage between a man and a woman, and Brother Junior, what God has joined together, and I don't believe a man could put under, brother, and they, oh, Brother Fred, but I want you to know, yes, that's a woman that I've loved for over 34 years, and I want you to know, that marriage has grown, Brother John, and it's got stronger all the time, and I want you to know, I'd give my life for her, Brother Fred, and somebody said, do you believe that, Brother Junior? Yeah, I'd give my life for her, and because I love her, and because Christ loved me, what did He do? He gave His life for me, did He not? Yes, Roger, and some sweet day, when it comes to an end, Brother Keith, He's going to call an end to it now, brother. Somebody said, I don't believe that it's coming to an end. Oh, then the Bible's wrong then, brother. But He said, He's going to call an end to it, brother. And I want you to know, and this world is going to get on fire, brother, Brother John. Even the very elements are going to burn, brother, Brother Fred. But the Prince of God down and let us ride, brother. I will be safe from the far, Brother John, and because I want you to know, and I tell you where we're going to be, Brother Fred, and we'll be on that cloud, brother, and we're getting ready to go home, and Brother Dog, and we may look back and see, and somebody said we're not going to suffer while we're here, Brother Junior, and oh, we're going to suffer, brother, but I want you to know, Brother Keith, it'll soon be over. over the Christian here, but it'll not be over for the unbeliever, Brother Fred. You know what they're going to do to them, Brother John? They're going to be cast somewhere, are they not? Where are they going to be cast at, Brother Paul? They're going to be cast into a lake of fire, Brother Carl. That'll burn and burn and never burn up, you know what? But I'm going to a place, Brother Junior, that's far above that today. Oh, Brian, how far is heaven? I don't know. But it's far above what I know. But I want you to know, Brother Fred, when I get to heaven, I'll not be looking for you. As good as I love you, Brother Junior, I won't be looking for you, Brother Carl. But I'll be looking for my Savior. And you know what? And I believe I won't be disappointed, Brother John. Oh, today he said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it had not been so, I would have told you. And so therefore, how many mansions are there there, Barano? There's many there, Brother Fred. And I want you to know, one of them is mine, Brother Junior. And I'm going to get a go there. I've never lived a mansion here, Brother John. I have a fine home of luxury, Brother Junior. You've got a fine home of luxury. It's cool in the summer and warm in the winter, Brother John. Yes, but Brother John, I'll not need ever one of the sun, the S-U-N, because I'll have the warmth of S-O-N there, and Brother John, it'll be just like being in a good meeting all the time. But the only difference is, Brother Junior, the body won't get tired no more, because it'll have a change, Brother Junior. Sometimes after preaching a long sermon, like Brother Junior was blessed to preach, sometimes I come down and I'm so tired and wore out, Brother Junior. Oh, but in that morning, when I arise to weep no more, I'll get a brand new body, Brother Lon. Who's it going to look like, Brother Corbett? It's going to be like Jesus. And you know what? I'll be happy there. Where are you going today? Somebody said, well, Brother Terry, it's not going to be over before I die. How do you know that, Brother Junior? Some said 2012 is when it's going to happen. They don't know that, Brother Kenny. But I tell you what I do know. According to the lids of this Bible, I know it's going to soon be over, Brother, today. Oh, Brother Junior, oh, so let's march on. Let's go on. And let's listen to the voice of Jesus. And we'll do well, Brother John. And we'll follow him. And so therefore, Brother Roger, I know it's hard sometimes, Sister Sandy, to go on. But you know what the Lord said. For all these things that he puts up on her, he'll always be there to comfort us, Brother Fred. I don't understand how men and women even can lay down, Brother Corbin, that ain't got Jesus in their life. Sister Kim, how can they lay there and knowing if they die, if the Lord even come back again, where they're going to be? Yes, Brother Lon, when I lay down, last night, Brother Junior, is the best night of sleep I've had in probably 5 years, Brother. And I laid down at 9:30 and didn't wake up till 5:30, Brother Junior. And you know, and I said, I'm going to get up. And I laid right back down and slept till almost 7:30. And I haven't done that in 5 or 6 years. And you know what, Brother John? And I woke up and I sat up on the side of my bed, Brother John. Brother Keith, and I said, Jesus, thank you for the nights of rest. And that you've given me. But there's going to come an eternal day, Brother Junior, when I'll rest forever from my labor here on earth. No more will I labor, Brother Keith, but I'll be free. You know what it's like. Brother John said he was in prison, and somebody let you out, did they? That was the prince that got down and opened the door, Brother John. The prince opened the door and let you out, Brother John. What about that, Brother Junior? The prince is the only one that's got the key to let you out, Brother. Today, thank God for the Prince of Peace and the delivered peace to my soul, Brother Junior. And let me today get on his right and way, Brother. And I'm glad and thankful that I'm riding today. And I want you to know the ride is smooth, Brother Junior. And there's no turbulence on the ride. And there's no hard places in the road, Brother Junior. When I was a boy and lived in the hollow, you had better get on top of the ruts if you're going to get out, Brother Junior. But you know what, Brother Fred? There is no ruts in this road. You heard spell of the magic carpet? I got better than that, Brother. I've got better than the magic carpet. Come and take a magic carpet ride. Do you remember the song, Brother Junior, when we was boys? You remember the car, the song, and let us take a magic carpet ride. I'm going to take a magic carpet ride. And I want you to know it's on a cloud, Brother Junior. On a cloud. So come and get on the cloud and go with us somewhere.
Plenty of room.
Better than a magic carpet ride. All of you 60s and 70s people can remember that, or when you grow up to about 60s and 70s. You remember the magic carpet ride, Brother Sister Kim? I remember that. Come and take the magic carpet ride. That was well thought of, wasn't it, Brother Junior?
It was.
But they was probably talking about being on some kind of drugs or something. I don't know what they was talking about. But now I'm going to be on a ride someday. I'm going to be on a ride someday. He'll ride better than any car I got in. He'll ride the best I've ever been in, Brother Jim. You remember the song, Brother Jim. Let's take the magic carpet ride. Well, boys, I've already got on. What are y'all going to do? I've already got my ride. I'm just waiting for it to come by. What about you all? Are you waiting for your ride? Or you got a ride? You better be getting a ride. You better be getting a ride. I'm waiting for my ride, Brother John. And I want you to know it's already paid for. And my ride's just waiting for me. And I won't have to thumb him down either, Brother. He knows where I live. And he knows my name. And he's going to call me, Brother Jim, and say, come and get on.
Yes, sir,
come and get on the ride, Brother.
Yes,
what about that? What about your ride today? Are you on the way on your ride down to hell?
Amen.
I'm on a ride that's got one destination.
Yes, sir.
And it's up.
Yes, sir.
And it's up.
Amen.
So where is your ride heading today?
Yeah.
I'll promise you this. If somebody stopped to get you in a car, you were thumbing, and it sounded like it was going to break down the next 5 miles, you wouldn't get on, would you, Brother?
No.
I wouldn't get on it, would you? But there's a lot of you riding an old jalopy today.
Amen.
That ain't fit to ride, Brother Junior, and it's taking you down to destruction. That the only thing is, Satan's made it look so good to you,
Amen.
You think you're riding in a Lincoln.
Yeah, you think you're
riding high. I've got news for you. You're not only riding high, you're going down.
That's a fact, honey.
And it'll be the worst ride you ever took.
Amen.
You better get you a different plan.
Amen.
You better take a hold of Jesus and get the only supreme ride there is.
Yes, sir.
And there ain't no 5, 6, 7 clouds going to that heaven. There's only one cloud.
Amen.
And there's only one cloud. You know, there's only one cloud going to heaven. But what did he say about hell, Brother?
Uh-huh.
Hell has what? Enlarged its borders.
Exactly right.
Somebody said it wasn't made big enough. Sin's enlarged it, Brother Junior. That's what hell has enlarged its borders. Hell itself done it, Brother Junior. Hell itself enlarged its borders. And I want you to know there's going to be many, many going there. And it's up to you what ride you get on. So I want the brethren to sing.
That's right.
If there's any here that feel that God has saved them, you need to come home and tell us about it. And then And you need to go to the water and be baptized.
Amen, brother.
Sir, the church doors is announced open for the receiving of members by experience and baptism, and I'm just waiting on my ride, Brother Junior. I'm just waiting on my ride, Brother Carl. And it's pretty soon going to stop, Brother John. And I'm going to get on. What about you?
Thank you.